Many people suffer from the holiday blues, but could you risk losing your security clearance? Well, you might if you seek the help of a mental health professional. So many people do worry about this. To go over the rules, we are joined now by John Mahoney. He's a partner at the Tully Rickney Law Firm. He has experience in the world of security clearance. Mr. Mahoney, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me on.
So give us the details here. If someone feels the need to go see a psychiatrist, could that actually affect their security clearance?
It sure can, yeah. Under the executive order, which is 12968, and the Department of Defense Regulation 5200, there have been developed guidelines that the government uses to determine who is eligible to hold a security clearance. One of them is Guideline I, which deals with psychological conditions. And there's a security concern that the government recognizes if people have certain emotional, mental, or personality conditions that can impair their judgment, their reliability, or their trustworthiness. So there is a concern for the United States government that they make sure that folks who hold security clearances do not suffer from emotional conditions that could impact or impair their judgment. So the issue is for folks who have security clearances, both federal employees and federal contractors, you know, the old rubric is, or the old rumor is, that if you suffer from an emotional condition or you believe you're suffering from an emotional condition and you have a security clearance, what happens if I go see a psychiatrist or a psychologist? Do I put my employment at risk or do I put my security clearance at risk? And the answer is that it all depends. In certain situations, if the person has a diagnosable mental condition that could impact their judgment or reliability, they may, in fact, put their security clearance at risk by seeing a psychiatrist or a psychologist. However, for the run-of-the-mill emotional distress or depression or conditions that don't really raise issues about the person's judgment, reliability, or trustworthiness, in fact, the government's guideline I recommends that those folks seek voluntary mental health counseling or treatment so as to make it more likely that they will, you know, continue to be eligible to hold a security clearance.
Now, let's look at the hierarchy of things that can cause that, also cause you to lose your security clearance, and aside from, you know, committing a felony or something like that, but financial distress, or, you know, you could be out of money, or you could have marital problems, family problems, which is not exactly the same as a mental illness. How does mental illness rank in the hierarchy of things that make the government say, about somebody?
Well, it's certainly among the various guidelines that the government looks at. You know, Guideline I deals with psychological conditions. Guideline F deals with financial situations. Certainly criminal activity, certainly drug use, are, you know, the other, among the other concerns that the government considers when determining whether someone's eligible to hold or keep a security clearance. So it's among, you know, those guidelines that are taken very seriously by the government. So, you know, it's something that federal employees should consider in terms of when they apply for a security clearance or when they apply for renewal of their security clearance.
Now, there's a lot of questions here because psychiatrists, I presume, keep privacy. They can't tell people about what their patients say or do, at least on the TV shows I've seen. They never discuss it. And so how would the government, how would your employer even know that you're doing this?
Well, as a federal employer or a federal contractor who requires a security clearance as a condition of their continued employment, folks have to fill out what's called a standard Form 85 or a standard Form 86, depending on the level of their security clearance. And in the standard forms 85 and 86, the government specifically asks the applicant to divulge whether they are currently seeking psychiatric care, whether they've ever been diagnosed with a mental condition. And folks who have to fill out those forms have to do so under penalty of perjury. So they have to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So generally, the government is tuned into these situations based upon the voluntary information provided to them by the applicants.
John Mahoney is a partner at the law firm Tully Rinke, and he's also head of the labor and employment law practice of that firm. And so you tell the federal government, you tell your boss, say, that, yes, you fill out the form 85 or 86 and declare this is something you have done, sought psychiatric help. How much discretion does your supervisor have? In other words, there are many different diagnoses that a psychiatrist could make Some of them might be security risks, some not. So who makes that decision once you've disclosed?
Well, each agency that has secured employees or contractors who work for the agency will have a special security sub-agency called a central adjudication facility that is responsible for making determinations as to who gets and who keeps security clearances. So these decisions are made by security professionals in the intelligence world. They're not generally made by, you know, line supervisors, who provide day-to-day supervision of various employees. So these are specialized determinations made by central adjudication facilities within, you know, secured agencies. And a federal employee or a contractor would have appeal rights from any decision made by the central adjudication facilities to either the Defense Department's Office of Hearings and Appeals or an appeals board within their employing agency, depending on which agency they work for.
Now, we sort of recommended this story in terms of the holiday because we said holiday blues. Is there actually a seasonal quality to these kinds of issues?
Well, you know, statistically, there's a higher level of depression or the blues, as we call them, during the holiday season. So you do see sort of an uptick, I think, in the mental health world in terms of folks feeling like they're depressed or feeling like they need to seek help or counseling to get them through the holidays sometimes. And, you know, the message that I want federal employees and contractors to know is that they should feel free to seek mental health counseling and treatment for their mental health conditions and not to worry necessarily that doing so will impact their ability to hold a clearance or to remain employed by the federal government.
Yeah, very quickly, what's the practical aspect of all this? So we know all the theories and what people have to do, but in a practical sense, do many people actually lose their clearances as a result of routine psychiatric help?
They shouldn't, but the threat is that some federal agencies or some federal managers will hold this over the employee's head and say, well, if you seek psychological help, then you may lose your clearance, you may lose your job. The message that I want to get out is that that's not necessarily true. And in fact, the guidelines that apply in this situation recommend that people who have mental health conditions seek voluntary counseling and not be afraid that their security clearance will be taken away or their job will be taken away if they do so.